SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All of you, to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
In This League starts right now on the Sports Grid on Mightier 1090. Soon to be on the Sirius XM. Holy cow, it's Bogman, it's Welsh, it's In This League. It's 3 hours in a brand new year, Bogman. It's a brand new year. It's 2021. What could go wrong? Everything's going to be great now. It's no longer 2020, right?
Hey, you know what? Whatever. As long as we move further and further away from 2020, that's what it's all about. It's like, casting sail. So get us away from that stupid year and let's go. So yeah. How about
You're in a hurricane over here, by the way. And it's like, hey, let's swim really far away. Let's get the boat far away. There's no way there's more hurricanes over on this side of the water.
Do you want like the zombie island of places, or would you rather, sail right into that hurricane? Give me the hurricane. Probably more survivable than the zombie island.
How unsurprised would we be if zombies were in 2021? I just want to point, just think about that for a minute. Like we've broken ourselves down a little bit over, especially me. I'm obsessed with zombie stuff. I still watch Walking Dead, which I think that alone, I should be given an award or something. And I consume all the series.
You're the one, huh?
I'm the one. Like I would be interested if there was like a really fun zombie video game. Like I now have a computer that can do it and there's none on Switch. But I've broken myself down. Society's broken themselves down to really like come to terms with apocalyptic television and zombies and stuff like that. But still, we'd always get a little worried when some methed out psycho would get some bath salts. We'd be like, but this year, if zombies popped up in February, we would be like, it's a vaccine.
Well, a lot of conspiracy theory people think that like the government will try to warn you about stuff slowly, when they put out the day after tomorrow, like, oh, we should all get ready. We should all prep for this. When zombie stuff started becoming real big. Oh, we should get prepped. We should get ready for this. I don't know. It's a bunch of nonsense, but it would not be surprising.
Well, I mean, you just said, hey, the conspiracy theorists make the government think they might set us up. Well, they've kind of been setting us up then in 2020. We're prepared for anything. Zombies be damned. It's a brand new year. Let's talk about it. Plus football, crazy baseball stuff, and more. Don't go anywhere. It's In This League. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
How'd you like to...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You've got to come back with me.
Where?
Back to In This League.
Great Scott.
Patreon.com/ITL Army because it is a brand new month and a brand new year. Start it with us. Come and join up with the audio universe that is In This League. You can do so by going to patreon.com/ITL Army. If you're a baseball guy, we've got ranks up the wazoo that are updated there. We've got secret shows, comedy secret shows, just posted a brand new one this past week as we had been doing the Mandalorian series, which you can go back and listen to those. GroupMe rooms, direct access to us. The list goes on. For as little as $5, you can get a whole bunch of our universe, and then you can just pop up a little bit more, start the new year off right with us, patreon.com/ITL Army. But no, seriously, Bugs, we were talking on the last segment. You said, the conspiracy theorists will be out there and be like, the things that are happening, the government will slowly set you up. I think people could point to aliens with that,
Last
couple of years, specifically this last like 18 months, the government has been like, almost being like, yep, we got a bunch of stuff we don't understand. We got things we don't understand. Here's the tic tac and all this stuff. And they've been doing that. That's why I'm saying if zombies popped up within the next 6 months, with everything that has gone on, quarantine, staying in your home, wear a mask, don't touch people. I mean, as soon as they start getting like, you know, the garlic and the steaks and the hearts for vampires, and they're going to just start getting target practice. They're going to be like, the coronavirus lives in the brain. It's only in the brain that you can do. And that'll be the setup for the zombies. I really think this is the year of the years. We wouldn't be surprised if there was a zombie apocalypse. But hey, I'm a little pessimistic here. Everyone's like, hey, new year, 2020, everything's going to be better now. And it's like, all right, well, tell me that when the zombies are walking around.
Yeah, I mean, there's no such thing as zombies, so they're not real. So it's not going to happen like that.
Not yet.
Yeah, we're not going to get a zombie apocalypse. It's a show and a movie and books and all that stuff. We have the same likelihood as seeing, Captain Marvel come save us all. That we do.
And likelihood of, I don't know, like shutting down the entire country and having a virus keep us home and change our
society. No. I mean, a pandemic has happened before. So it's not, you know, zombies are not real. They've always been fake. So
apocalypse, that's what's going on. All I was saying is everybody so hopeful and optimistic. But if zombies showed up in 2021, we'd be like, well,
what's worse?
Chapter two.
What's worse, zombies show up and wreck the day for us, or you never get to use that go bag you made? Like, what is worse to you? I mean,
well, I can use that go bag out and I can like go camping and stuff. I've used my go. I got my go bag. Whenever it's time to take out the pop-up camper and go out and do it, I'm like, all right, got to get the knives. Got right here. Got the army knife right here. Got my Smith & Wesson badass knife, and take some knives, take some compasses, take some stuff out. Just be prepared. That's all that I'm saying.
Of course, you got to be prepared. I do believe the first sign of the apocalypse is the Padres win the World Series or just get to the playoffs in our lifetime again. So
I'm saying 2020 is upon us. Before we get all to that, by the way, did you have a resolution? You a resolution guy?
Not really. I mean, I do like the joke that says that, hey, you know, you should open a gym in January. You should open a gym in January that in February turns into a bar and then is a bar for the rest of the year, and its name is Resolutions. So I don't know. I don't like the January 1st arbitrary date. If you're going to do something, pick it up and do it
never,
when you feel like it.
You would never start a workout on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. I just want to point that out. You would never start anything you ever do in your life and working out or being healthy. You're like, oh, arbitrary, Jay. This is so stupid. You can't be January 1st. I'll start on Monday. Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's not just me. That's every person.
No, I'm only making fun because you're just like, oh, arbitrary date of January 1st. I hate this. It's got to be a Monday. I can't start on
Friday. It's not a Monday, but it's also like, I don't know. There's all kinds of weird stuff going on. Like, people celebrate, like, you're going to get super blackout drunk on New Year's Eve and then start this healthy day on the first. Like, that just never made sense to
me. Have you ever been around an addict? The call card of any addict, which at the end of the day is all of us, is like, oh, I got to go to rehab or I got to do this. Let's have one more blowout. That's always the thing.
The blowout before
is the common tactic of any addict. And the New Year's drunks, there's nothing different.
Honestly,
tomorrow.
If I'm picking one for the new year, it's just getting better at social media stuff. I am terrible with social media stuff. I'm not good with it. And, you know, I'm not going to say diet because I want something realistic. So this is way more realistic than me saying, oh, I'm going to lose a ton of weight this year, blah, blah, blah. I hope to. I already have better habits going into the new year, so I want to develop better habits overall, but overall with everything, not just like, hey, I'm going to lose X amount of weight. I'm going to organize my life. I'm going to be whatever. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. No, I just want to be better every year, so I'm not going to put a certain thing on it. Let's just be better in 2021 than we were in 2020.
There's something
2022. Let's just be better in 2022 than we were in 2021.
There's something magical about that conversation when you're wearing the Boggs Jr. shirt.
That's right.
There's a magical moment about that. I think mine is going to be good bow skills for the zombies. I'm going to learn some bow staff skills so I can fight off the zombies in 2020.
I had no idea I was doing a show with Napoleon Dynamite, so that's great. You know,
your hacking skills.
Yeah, bow staff skills.
Like, I'm going to learn skills. That's what I want. Yeah. I want to have more skills for the next impending disaster.
And what would you call that? Was that being better? You know, learning something, growing, that's being better. That should be everyone's goal. is it shouldn't be one specific thing. It should be, let's just be better overall.
I'm going to read some more books. I'm going to read my Walking Dead compendiums so I can catch up on those. My graphic novels.
Are those books? Okay.
Those books. Yeah, there's words and there's pages and stuff like that. Those audiobooks that you listen to, are you reading those books?
Yeah, you are. There's been studies. There have been studies, Welsh. There's no difference between sitting and reading it physically with your eyeballs or listening to it. It is a book. It's
we're
the same thing. Yes, but when you're staring at pictures and there are 17 words per page, it's not really a book. It's a graphic novel.
I think you're being a bookist. I think you're being a bookist right now. I think you're being you're profiling the graphic novel community, and I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. I know you don't appreciate it. That's why I did it. Are you new here? Come on.
Yeah, very judgmental words there. So, yeah, brand new year, ITL. Yeah. Nothing changed with ITL, by the way. We're still exactly
less judgy in 2021. That's what I want to be. So,
yeah. Well, you know, you get on your high horse for the next couple months, and then just wait till April comes in. Let's see what happens. Just like last year in March, there is craziness that is going on. By the way, not just in the world in a brand new year, but with baseball. And the Sandy, yeah, our boy Jagan here. These studies are paid for by Audible.com, was Bogman's study. Like, yeah, there's no difference whatsoever. You know, only back in the day in the 1800s, listening to all those Audible books to get themselves.
Yeah,
better.
Yeah, you're right. No one, but before the radio, no one gathered around, you know, the old villager to listen to the stories that he told.
That guy with a big old thing of moonshine. Like, let me tell you, you're about to read a book. I'm going to tell you all a book.
You're right. Everything is exactly as you imagine it. The big old jug said XXX. Yeah. No one was smart before, electricity. You're right.
Like, Mom, can we go down to the hill? We're going to read a book with a whole Cletus.
You're right. Everyone was named Cletus. They were all a bunch of dumbasses. No one smart before electricity. You're right. No one made bridges. No one traveled across the world in a boat. Yeah. You know, electricity was the big defining factor.
They were reading, Bogman, not listening to. Yeah,
you know, cave drawings are the first graphic novel, you idiot. So let's go.
those people were rocking.
And look, Aaron's in Buffalo. Look at that. It's a graphic novel. Oh, my God. Are these zombies? There were zombies.
They might have been drawing zombies. I like that we brought it all the way back around with the zombies. All right. Now we got to hit a break. When we come back.
God.
We will talk actual sports. We'll talk actual things here. And we got to talk about the Padres, because the Padres lit the baseball world on fire with three massive moves they did in what I think was just about a 24-hour span, making two blockbuster trades to lock in the rotation, bringing in an international signing who, very interestingly enough, has got a lot of mixed reviews. You know, I'm very positive on him, but a lot of negative stuff in the fantasy community. So we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about all the stuff that's going on with baseball. Hopefully as it picks up football, there's some indications and some ways things can go this Sunday. So make sure you're tuned in here. More in this league coming up right around the corner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey, 2021 with ITL. Make sure you don't miss any of the action on any of the podcasts, whether it's the baseball, the football, the basketball, Prospect One, college football. All of those exist in the ITL world, and you can get them anywhere podcasts are, except baseball on Google Podcasts because they're annoying. Everywhere else you can get all the ITL podcasts plus this one right here, whether you're listening live or you're, you know, maybe smartly also listening on the podcast, you already know this, you can subscribe across the board. So make sure that you are subscribed to all the ITL podcasts today, iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, you know, cave drawings, wherever, you know, wherever books cave are drawings. Sold. Audible. Are we on Audible, Bogman? Because we are technically a book.
We should be. We should be on Audible. Yeah, this is a great book. It's been going on for, 6 years? This is going into our 7th year. And, you know, the ending is not coming anytime soon. We're like George R.R. Martin.
I was about to say, we're actually like the in-between of George R.R. Martin. Like, we have been doing a show as long as he's been talking about releasing a new book.
Well, the last book he released was 2011, so it's been a while. Okay. It's been almost a decade at this point.
Where's that other one? Is that other one coming soon?
Who knows?
Breath.
Yeah, exactly. They'll get someone writing it after he goes. So, you know.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not the HBO guys. Let's just hope it's not them. Who is that again? That was
the D&D. Yeah, I can't remember their names. Yeah. So thank God. Remember when that was the big thing we had to complain about in 2019 was the end of Game of Thrones. It was like the end of Game of Thrones and the guy telling me I needed to lose weight in the grocery store. That was my big problems.
Yeah.
And then 2020 came along and said, nope, we're going to stop everything.
I mean, at least everything calmed down for a little bit. So we were able to end the year complaining about movie again, as in Wonder Woman, which we could talk about that another time. It is one of that's one of the worst movies I've seen in just I don't know how long. But let's talk about the Padres. Preller is crazy. Pulls off on Sunday night a trade to get Blake Snell, trades off Luis Patino, big-time prospect, Francisco Mejia. Then we see all the rumors. We'll talk the international signing in a second, but he pulls off another trade to bring in Yu Darvish, which is nuts, and pays less. More at the bottom depth of their system. Preciado is a really young, lengthy shortstop who might move positions or something. You know, probably going to move to the outfield, but big bat. Ishmael Mena, who more speedy guy, you know, just a couple good young pieces, but costs even less to get Darvish than Snell. The Padres move like 9 prospects, or well, 8 prospects with a major leaguer and Zach Davies to get a complete overhaul of their rotation. And it's wild that they were able to do this. They even got the Cubs to take on some money in the Darvish one. Then, kind of surprised everybody, they were able to sign international free agent Ha-Sung Kim from the KBO, who is a beast. He was a 30, if you count like playoff run, he was a 30-20 guy, hit 300, in the regular season, he was a 3-4-5 slash guy. But
not a crazy contract either, wasn't it? 4 years, 25?
Yeah, but I mean, you got to remember there's also a huge posting amount. So there's so much a team is going to do. Those international guys are kind of screwed a little bit by, you got cap issues, but also just, you know, the posting money kind of limits some of the contracts that they're going to get.
Getting a international free agent that's posted, it's kind of like winning something on wish.com, you know, where you have to pay for your bids every single time.
Oh, so, yeah. The like Bidly or whatever. Yeah, those things
you,
are.
You may only pay $280 for a brand new computer, but you
pay the taxes. You know,
is $600 in bid fees or whatever. So
totally. Yeah. It's 100%. Now, the thing that I thought was interesting was I think for the most part, everybody felt relatively the same about the Snell and Darvish side, easily on the Padres. You know, both accompanying teams, the Rays and the Cubs fans felt underwhelmed by the return, maybe especially Cubs fans with what they got back. And I think it's rightfully so. Their lottery tickets that they both got, Luis Patino I think there's a path for Patino to be as good as Snell, and they got Cole Wilcox. So that's just a longer term trade. The Cubs one is going to take probably 5 years to fully understand the scope of what they got and how it made sense. And he'll be retired. He's like 35 years old. So those are relatively on the same wavelength. What was interesting to me, because we were doing the ITL Fantasy Baseball podcast when the Kim signing happened. So if you want to go back and listen, Snell had happened. We speculated on Darvish because it hadn't happened, but the Kim one happened as we were recording. And I'm excited about it because I'm also thinking from a dynasty perspective, because this guy is he's 25 years old, so he's got a long career ahead of him. Major power. He's speedy. He plays great defense, can play multiple spots. He hits. I mean, he does a little bit of everything. He's one of the KBO's best players, you know, most sought after. And I think there's a lot to that. And he was maybe the most coveted. I mean, he's the first big of the international guys to go. Sogano has it gone. I set that all aside to say, like, I'm excited about it. He's going to play second base. There's a lot to go with here. But, man, Bugs, the fantasy community is super negative on him. It's super funny about it. Like, first, Alex Fast questions, and I prefaced this to all say during the show we did, I said, I'm not sure how excited I am about him this year, in the first year.
Right, coming over
to the U.S., there's a big transition. I think a lot of people liken KBO to like AA-ish type of stuff, and maybe AAA if you want to go there. I think the game has changed a little bit in the KBO. There's more American players, and I think structurally, not full on, but, you know, look at the Dan Straley and stuff like that. You get more American players, and which creates a different culture of pitching, blah, blah, blah. It's minute. So sure, I'm already questioning how crazy I would go this year in redraft, but my brain goes to a dynasty perspective. So like, I would want to get in on him if I have first year player drafts in dynasty. He's near the top, but I still think there's a path of excitement for redraft if it doesn't cost too much. But my speculation was how much he was going to cost. But boy, did not see much of that after the signing. It was Fast talking about how he doesn't think he's going to be able to hit anything off speed. And then just a barrage of people talking about how he will not translate over from the KBO and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow, I'm not used to this, because I predicted, Bog, that I think he'll get up near the 100 range in drafts, but maybe not if there's enough pessimism on him.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I kind of like that there's pessimism on him, because it'll keep him honest, like you said, ballooning him up. And every international free agent gets this in NFBC drafts that start in November or whatever. You know, these guys haven't signed. There's no inkling of where they're going to go at all, so they go way deeper than they should. Sagano, I think, is in the 400s. Kim is hovering right around 200 as far as ADP goes now. Now that he has a team, he's going to move up and up and up draft boards, because now we can actually, see it in our mind's eye. Okay,
my speculation of why he was going to go up so much, was because of what you're saying right there. It's like he's got a team. He's also got the Padres of a team. And I think there was pessimism about him playing second base. That's solid. Second base production. You want all those things. That's why I think a lot was going to push him up in the initial run.
Right. Let me just do some quick player debates in your head about some players that are going ahead of him right now, and whether you would take Kim or X guy, Kim or Joey Gallo.
Oh, I'm super not interested in Joey Gallo in most formats. In a points format, I get, I'm like, man, I'm probably taking Kim. Like, see, this one, I don't
on Gallo. That's fine. They're different positions, and I get that, but he's going about 25 spots higher.
Where are you relative to Kim right now? Because we said NFBC, Kim was going around like the 180s or something like that. 175.
196 right now on 193, excuse me, on NFBC. The highest he's been picked is 111, but he fell to 345 in one of those drafts. But that is throughout the entire offseason. Yeah. Let me see where he's going.
You got to go like the last month when people really had an idea that he was going to be committed. And like, the player debates are hard right now, because here's another thing that I talked about in the conversation, is that I want to see him. Like, the question, and by the way, I'm not criticizing anybody that is down on him, because those are legit questions. A KBO to US transition is not easy. It's not an easy thing, because the talent level is going to come as a surprise. But this is also a guy that played professionally in the KBO for 6 or 7 years. One of the better players. I like the swing, big power guy, whiz speed. It's the intangibles. I feel like people get a little bit lost in, he played in the KBO, so it's trash and he's going to struggle, then not acknowledging the talent. And everybody kind of uses the who is the rate, who is the Twins guy? Jung Ho Park. Jung Ho Park. And he had 40 homers, and look at his transition. And then you look at Choi, and you go through those things, and everybody makes a one for one comparison, and it's fair, but you forget about the talent. So I it's hard doing these, because I think it sounds like I'm going crazy all in, and in a redraft I'm not necessarily, but I feel like I would take my shot a little bit more
and,
with
and
it.
Also, you don't have to do your draft right now. It's kind of ridiculous, unless you're just doing a draft and hold best ball type of a deal right now. It's kind of ridiculous to have your draft this second. We don't even know where most of the free agents are going to sign.
I really want to
see him
before I make big commitments. I really want
to
see him in camp.
Like,
I know
before most of your real drafts are going to be, maybe slow drafts start the first week of March, but your actual live drafts are going to be at the end of March before the season starts. So you're going to be able to see him play before you actually, have to draft him. So that's a big part of, guys going to a new team or, coming over from overseas. It makes a lot of sense to want to sit and watch him. And you're going to be able to do that very, very soon. So
I was just surprised. You're going to see a lot of negative stuff. And I think you should proceed with caution with Kim in fantasy for the coming year, because it is a major transition. One thing we've always said about, Japanese pitchers is look at how dominant they can be for the first 2 months. And then usually you want to kind of sell off once the league starts to catch up a little bit. It's just a trend that you see commonly, but, treat him like a rookie, though he did play professionally during the pandemic at a relatively high level as far as KBO goes. It's just how it translates to the U.S. is a big question. There's a lot of water being poured on it. So we can talk a little bit more about that. Plus football. Don't go anywhere. Hopefully no other guys get traded while we're on the break. They might. It's Preller in this league. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back, friends. It is In This League right here on Sports Grid, the Mightier 1090, and a bunch more fun places into the brand new year. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm Chris Welsh. You can find me on Twitter at Is It The Welsh. That is Scott Bogman, who you can find on Twitter at Bogman Sports. And we were talking about the Padres and all the insanity. We've obviously got initial breakdowns and a lot more. It was very Snell latent and speculative on Darvish. I was just kind of blown away by all the Ha-Sung Kim takes as far as the fantasy community goes, that it just wasn't what I, and again, it I think it's both positive and negative. I think the negativity is going to bring things and help things be in a more reasonable spot. But I also think it might be trending in an area where, I mean, I'll take advantage of it if I can, if it's in places. It's getting into a place where it seems nothing but negative on Ha-Sung Kim. So we'll see how it moves over once he's out there. He's with his team. There are chances. There's a chance that he could be optioned. He could go down to the minors for a little bit. They've got Cronenworth, and there's chances he could be really low in the lineup, which isn't going to help a whole lot. So there are negatives, and you should always build in the proper risk reward factor. And he is one of those guys. I still think we are going to trend upwards over the next 2 months if you start to follow NFBC stuff.
And Darvish can't go any higher than he's at right now. He's at 17. But Blake Snell's at 50. Do you think Blake Snell comes up because of this Padres move?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Snell is, I mean, I say absolutely, and like, I'm not sure how much further he can go, but yeah.
He's,
I mean,
behind, let me just look for pitchers. He's behind Glass now.
There's one I'm looking for you to tell me.
Maeda and Gallen.
Where's Flaherty?
Oh, Flaherty? Let me see.
Is Flaherty above or below him on NFBC?
Let me see. Flaherty. I'll bet you he's above. Yeah, Flaherty's at 28.
I don't see the Flaherty stuff.
Flaherty's in the Scherzer, Castillo, and then Flaherty. That's not the group he's in.
It's not there for me. I mean, he is more anomaly in that insane second half than he is truth on anything else. I would rather not Flaherty and take Blake Snell a round or two later, because it's presumptuous, and you have to get into that space with Blake Snell, because as soon as you talk positive about Blake Snell, everyone reminds you about his injury history. No doubt. You can't take that out of factor. But the thing that you should consider, at least when talking about any of these guys, is, okay, there's a risk factor of injury, but the team factor has now changed. This is a team that would let him go further. The Rays would not let him go deeper into games. Snell can go deeper. The Padres will give him that opportunity, so there are more chances at wins, at quality starts. There's powerhouse of an offense that's going to be behind him, defensively really solid as well. I mean, It seems like all upward trajectory things to me, if you don't count the injury stuff that's followed him before. Yeah, I think he's worth a bit more, or at least he feels like a target and feels better in his draft spot where he's at around 45 to 50 or something like that.
Right. Yeah. So he's going to move up. It's just the pure hype train, you know, now because this team is good and because they're moving up and up and up on people's radars, that their players are going to move up. I bet you get a boost out of some of the guys that are already on the Rays. You know, everyone not Cronenworth might get a little bit of a boost here too, because of this. This team is getting better and better. But one thing I wanted to look at, Welsh, was I wanted to go to the FanDuel Sportsbook and see where are they as far as World Series odds right now.
That'll be really interesting, because I saw as soon as they made all those moves, they moved up to, like, I don't know if the wins or anything like this, but I think they moved up to like second in the World Series predictive chances behind the Dodgers.
Looking right now, they are fifth. So there are four teams ahead of them on the FanDuel Sportsbook. So it's 2021 World Series outright winner. You were right that the Dodgers are the number one seed here, coming off their World Series win at plus 430. Sure. Who are the other teams ahead of the Padres in here? Who do you got?
Okay, so you've got to have the Dodgers. My brain is... You got the Braves.
The Braves are in there, yes. They are third overall at plus 900.
You know, I got a tricky one. Are the Mets in there?
The Mets are not in
there. Okay, just it would be all
speculative. They're not far behind. The Mets are seventh. They're plus 1,700.
Twins?
And Twins are not in there. They're plus 1,800.
Yankees?
Yankees are. They're number two, plus 550. So you got the Dodgers plus 430, Yankees plus 550, Braves plus 900. Last team. Actually, this last team is tied with the Padres at plus 1,000.
White Sox?
That's it. Yeah. The White Sox. I'm impressed. I would have been guessing around. I wouldn't have thought the White Sox were that high that quick. But after that, the Rays, because they were just in the World Series, are at plus 1,600. But they did just trade off a big piece of that in Blake Snell. Then the Mets, Astros, Twins are all plus. The Astros and Twins are plus 1,800. The A's plus 1,900. And then you start jumping into longer odds. 2,500 for Cleveland. 3,500 for the Cubs, who just traded away Darvish.
What were the odds on the Padres?
Plus 1,000.
I don't like that bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, everyone's going to like that bet, and that bet's going to move. And I think they're going to, I wonder if that was updated. Does it say when the most recent update was on that? Because, like I said, I saw some other books out there that put the Padres at the number two favorite behind the Dodgers now.
I wouldn't be able to see this if it wasn't updated to right now, you know. That's so it's updated.
I meant like when was
recording.
The last time they updated it? Like, did they update it a day ago or a week ago? Or I imagine it was pretty active as soon as the moves went down.
They don't mess around, you know. They're not in no sports book is in the business of leaving bad odds up.
That's a good point. They're like, we'll get to that in the new year.
Let them have their thousand. It's fine.
Come on, 2020 was tough for everybody. We're gonna be the nice guys. We're the sports
book. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, they're on it as soon as possible. But yeah, that is the those are the odds as it stands right now. And as far as the NL goes, they're plus 410 to be the NL champion. So the Dodgers
like negative 200
plus 220. So still plus, you know, you're one of 15 teams. So it's still long odds to win your. To win your league.
Where are you going to place some money on that top five? I mean, the Dodgers seem like a great bet.
Yeah, I'm not going to bet on the Dodgers ever. So, I would probably put my money on any of these teams, probably the Braves or Padres. You know, I don't really buy the Yankees right now. And I'm not sold on Tony La Russa with the White Sox. So, my two teams out of the top five would probably be Atlanta and San Diego.
You said the Twins were or weren't on the list.
No, the Twins are, I mean, they're on the list, but they're, so the Padres are five, they're six, seven, eight. So they're tied for eighth with the Astros at plus 1,800.
I would take that bet too. I think I might take it. If I were taking some early runs, I would go Padres now, still at 1,000. And I like that Twins one kind of a lot, because the Twins are going to boost up as soon as they re-sign Nelson Cruz. Soon as that happens, they will immediately sign up. And, you know, Maeda was one of the best pitchers last year. And, you know, they've got a good offense, big powerhouse offense. And, you know, Buxton was getting better. And they're going to have Kirilloff probably in the lineup this year, which I think is going to help a little bit. They did get rid of Rosario, but, you know, Kirilloff will take that replacement. I like the Twins as a speculative, plus 1,800. Call my bookie. Get my bookie in here to not the site, but, you know.
FanDuel's our bookie. So.
Yeah, exactly. I need a bookie to get there because Arizona sucks. speaking of bets here, Bogman, we got a couple more minutes. NFL final weekend is upon us. It's here. Yep.
All games Sunday.
There are, which I kind of love. I kind of love with all of the spread. I need a little bit of a break here. And, you know, people recovering, I suppose, you know, those alcoholics are going to be recovering.
Getting ready for those. By the way, nothing for commercials except for exercise equipment. Like it's all NordicTrack stuff. It's all Peloton commercials.
Peloton is going to own. Is going to own for the next just like 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you think about my bar idea? You know, make it a gym for January and then it's a bar for the next 11 months and it's called Resolutions.
I think it's fantastic. I think you should do it. Can you put it together like now, like right now? Because it's a brand new year. But there's scenarios on the line here. We've got like 4 or 5 minutes. Do you want to lay out what our week 17 scenarios, playoff scenarios are looking like? Because it's a little convoluted, but how convoluted?
Yeah, I mean, we've got some stuff that's already solved. The Bills won the East.
Okay, yeah, give us all the solved, starting with the AFC.
The Bills won the East, the Chiefs won the AFC West, and a first-round bye. They're done. And the Steelers won the North. So that is in. Here's some clinching scenarios for the other teams. Baltimore clinches with a win at Cincinnati. They should get that. Or if they don't win, Cleveland loses. They're in. Indy loses. They're in. Baltimore tie in Miami or Tennessee or Cleveland or Indy. Miami and Tennessee lose or Cleveland or Indy tie. They're in. So it gets really convoluted down at the end. You know,
so Baltimore has got like
all I
got
to do is beat Cincinnati.
All right. They win. They're in. And then there's a bunch of other scenarios. If they don't win, they still get in.
Same deal with Cleveland. They're playing Pittsburgh on Sunday. No Ben Roethlisberger. Mason Rudolph's going to be starting. So they beat the Steelers. They're in. Or Indy loses. They are in. Tennessee loss plus Miami win or tie plus a Baltimore win or tie. They're also in. Then they can tie with a Baltimore loss, Miami loss, and a Tennessee loss. They're in any of those scenarios. There's a bunch of weird ones here. I'm not going to list them all. The Colts. This is what the Colts need to do.
Real quick, because you've got 3 wild card, right? The 3 divisional set, right?
Yeah, you have 4 divisional, 3 wild card. Yes.
Yeah. Who was our 4th division? That one's not locked up yet.
No. The South is not locked up. Okay. So
what I was getting at is, the Baltimore and Cleveland, you're saying pretty much in. Under most scenarios here, because I'm trying to, we got the
all Baltimore's got to do is win Cincinnati,
and then Cleveland is just got to win.
Yeah, they just got to beat Pittsburgh with no Roethlisberger to win.
So now you're getting to the final division, which is up, and then that last wild card spot. This is where things get goofy.
Yeah, the Colts win the AFC South division title if they win and Tennessee loses or ties. Or, you know, they're in with if they tie and Tennessee loses. So they are against Jacksonville. So they got to win and they got to have Tennessee lose. They clinch a playoff berth if they win and Baltimore loses or ties, or Cleveland loses or ties, or Miami loses or ties. Indy's on the outside looking in right now. So they
but
would
that's
not
for the division title or
no. Well, that was for the division title. They have to win and Tennessee loses.
Okay.
So to win their division, Tennessee ties. For Miami, they clinch. They're at Buffalo and they clinch a playoff spot with a win. So in Buffalo, we're not sure as of right now, but it seems like they might be resting some players. So if they're resting players, you know, Miami's just got to go in and win. They're also in with a Baltimore loss or a Cleveland loss. They automatically clinch, or a Colts loss. So Baltimore, Cleveland, and Indy lose. Miami is in. If Miami beats Buffalo, they are in. The Titans, to get in, they to clinch the AFC South, they got to win or have Indy lose. I guess they I guess Tennessee's in the driver's seat here. Yeah, so they clinch the division if they win or Indy loses, or if they tie and Indy tie. They clinch a playoff spot with a Baltimore loss, Miami loss, Tennessee tie, and Cleveland loss. Tennessee tie and Miami loss, Tennessee tie and Baltimore tie. So
let's, on the other side of the break, let's reestablish what this actually looks like now that we've got scenarios, who the likely are, and then we'll see if we can squeeze in NFC. Don't go anywhere. More in this league right around the corner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league
is cooking.
Welcome back, friends. In this league, into the final hour. It's Bogman. It's Welsh. We were talking about all the crazy scenarios. So there's a lot. You had a lot of AFC scenarios. What is the likely? Because we know the three lock-ins were, who are they? The Chiefs, the Steelers, and
I mean, yeah, the Chiefs, Steelers, Bills are in.
Bills. No, those are the lock. What is the most likely how it's looking here? Because you've got Tennessee, it'd be hard to guess.
Houston, they win the division. They're in.
Okay, and then let's say that happens. Then who are the next two that get locked in to the wild card?
The other three teams that should be in are Baltimore, Cleveland, and Miami. So the Colts are going to be on the outside looking in because they lost to Pittsburgh. So that it looks like the Colts might not make it. But Tennessee, if Tennessee drops a game, they can – but they can lose. But Tennessee is playing Houston. So
what was the NFC? So give us the NFC locks that we have. I mean, I know you've got
Already in. Green Bay clinched the North. They haven't clinched the first round bye. They still have to do that. The Saints clinched the South. The Seahawks clinched the West. And Tampa Bay has a playoff berth locked up. So they're in. As far as playoff teams, the Cardinals are at the Rams. And they clinch with a win or a Bears loss, and the Bears are playing the Packers. So they have a chance to they still have a chance to get in. Chicago can all they got to do is beat Green Bay. If they beat Green Bay, now they're on the road against Green Bay, and I say all they have to do, Green Bay is a tough team, of course, but they get in with that. Or if Arizona loses, or if they both tie, the Bears are in. The Cowboys have a shot to win. If Washington wins their game, they're in. So they play at Philly. That's the night game this week. If they win, they're in, and they win the division. But the Cowboys can win the division if Washington loses and they win against the Giants. And the Giants have the same thing. If
Washington loses and they beat the Cowboys, they get in.
Cowboys, they're in. Right, exactly. The Packers clinch a first round bye with a win against Chicago. So they're still looking for a bye. So they're probably, they have stuff to play for. The Rams, who will not have Jared Goff, get a playoff spot if they can beat Arizona. Arizona's kind of reeling. So that's a big game to watch. That's basically a playoff game this week. And then New Orleans can clinch a first round bye still if they win and Green Bay loses and Seattle wins.
Crazy. Well, we got to go to break, though. We're at the break here. So we can cover a little bit more of this on the other side. Hour two coming up. Don't go anywhere. And this league will be right back.